Ash London's 5 feet.
The 2021 Brit Awards, which are my favourite awards of the year, of all of the musical awards, took place at London's O2 Arena overnight. This was the COVID version, so scaled back. 4,000 live audience members, mostly NHS workers, which is the public healthcare system over in the UK. Coldplay opened the show with Higher Power, which sounds exactly like the radio edit. Griff took home the award for Best Rising Star, Dua Lipa Best Female, and Album of the Year for Future Nostalgia. She's the best. Haim International Group, Billie Eilish, and The Weeknd for Best International. And our boy Harry Styles took home Best British Single for Watermelon Sugar, as he should. Little Mix made history. They became the first ever girl group to win Best British Group, which is crazy when you think the Spice Girls, All Saints, Sugar Babes, so many. They used the opportunity for a very powerful speech.
It's not easy being a female in the UK pop industry. We've seen the white male dominance, misogyny, sexism, and lack of diversity. We're proud of how we've stuck together, stood our ground, surrounded ourselves with strong women, and are now using our voices more than ever.
That's right. The fact that a girl band has never won this award really does speak volumes. So this award isn't just for us. It's for the Spice Girls, Sugar Babes, All Saints, Girls Aloud, all of the incredible, incredible female bands. This one's for you.
This is insane that none of those girls won that award.
I know, right?
The freaking Spice Girls. What? I bet Oasis got it 14 times. Craziness. Taylor Swift took home one of the night's biggest honors, presented with the award for Global Icon.
There are so many incredible new artists in this room tonight, and a lot of people watching who have goals and ambitions and dreams for themselves. I need you to hear me when I say that there is no career path that comes free of negativity. If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new.
Get on, you Taylor Swift. Speaking of Taylor, Olivia Rodrigo was there. She's the chick behind Driver's License. And she did a very Taylor Swift thing. She wrote handwritten notes for some of her favorite artists, like Taylor Swift and Little Mix. So cute. And then she got up on stage and did an acoustic version of Driver's License.
I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way.
And speaking of incredible performances, Ollie Alexander, a.k.a. Years and Years, performed a duet with the one and only Sir Elton John. They sung a cover of the Pet Shop Boys song, It's a Sin. The boys afterwards announced that a portion of the profits from that song, which is now available, will go to Elton John's AIDS Foundation.